And I'll Tell You No Lies by Say Seeley. Read by Brickgrass. Summary. In a universe where you can't lie to your soulmate, it doesn't take long for Robin to run into trouble with Superboy. Robin wants to hack into the servers before they go into the facility, which means it's float above Rob and bother him time. You got a name, Wonder Boy? Con asks idly, twisting around upside down so their faces are level. It's Tim, Rob replies, absent-mindedly, before freezing completely. His hands lie still on the keyboard, and his mouth is hanging open a little. Con wishes he had a camera. Trust Rob to freak out this much over just giving someone his name. Bats, man. Rob, Tim, recovers and turns towards him, hands closing into fists. Superboy, Tim says urgently. You can't tell anyone, all right? It could put my family in danger. I'm not going to do that, Con says, insulted. Come on, Tim. You know you can trust me. Tim's head spins around, checking the cavern for signs of life. We're alone, I checked. I can use it when no one's around, can't I? Tim is biting his lip so hard it looks like it hurts, but he doesn't say no, so Con takes it as permission. Tim is weird and standoffish for the rest of that mission, and afterwards he disappears in Gotham for like a month, and doesn't even say anything to explain why. Maybe Batman grounded him for revealing holy bat secrets, which means it's kinda Con's fault. After the first couple weeks, he floats by Gotham to look for Tim and apologise, but Batman finds him first, and he's definitely more pissed off at Con than usual, so Con exits Gotham with haste. The Justice Cave just isn't the same without Tim, man. He tries floating above Bart and bothering him, but it just isn't the same. Tim's a lot funnier when he gets riled up enough that Con can distract him from his work. Bart's fun to hang out with, but Tim is Tim, and now who's going to roll his eyes at Con through an opaque mask? He bugs Red Tornado twice a day about if Batman's letting Robin come back yet, but the answer is always no, and now Red Tornado has started avoiding him when he sees Con coming. The supercycle is totally moping without Tim, too. Con can maybe relate a little. Tim better not quit the team on them forever. The team needs a Robin. Red Tornado finds Con as he's forlornly floating into the Justice Cave, so low that his feet are dragging along the ground. Superboy, Red Tornado intones, arms crossed. I have news of your companion, Robin. Con jerks up and shoots about a foot higher in the air. What? Is he coming back? He demands. Robin will rejoin the team next week, Red Tornado says, and Con whoops out loud and backflips in midair. Bart hears his yell and runs into the room in a dizzying blur. Rob is coming back. Con, we gotta throw a party! We're gonna throw the best surprise party ever, Con says, grinning. It's going to be so epic that if Tim ever gets any dumb ideas about quitting the team again, well, he'll know better. They have the whole weekend to plan the party, which is enough time to buy the confetti and silly string, water guns, the entire discount movie bin, a wheelbarrow's worth of soda and chips, and cooking supplies. It's also enough time for them to bake and ruin 3 different cakes, which is a little upsetting, because this is for Tim, and he wants to get it right. Con scowls at their last lopsided attempt. I'm certain Robin will appreciate the thought of the gesture, Red Tornado says diplomatically. I don't want him to appreciate the thought. I want him to like it, Con growls. But they're running low on supplies and time. All right, fine. Let's just use this one. When it's almost time for Tim to get there, Bart and the girls hide themselves in the darkened kitchen. Con goes out there to meet Tim alone, heart pounding. He's really looking forward to seeing Tim again. When he sees the first swirl of the black cape, Con can't help himself, and he launches himself at Tim in an airborne hug attack. He hits hard enough to sweep both of them up into the air in this weird flying hug. "Jeez, Con, what are you doing?" Tim gasps, sounding out of breath. He wriggles a bit, but Con has the advantage of TTK, and he doesn't really feel like letting go of Tim just yet. He's been in Tim withdrawal for a month now. "I'm taking you to the kitchen," Con says, floating them along. "It's a surprise. I meant, it's a party." Oh, damn. I'm just going to shut up now. Con's only been around Tim for 5 minutes, and he's already spoiled the secret. He can feel the vibration of Tim's laughter along his whole body. "Surprise!" Everyone else shouts as they float into the kitchen, and someone throws the confetti over their heads. Con drops Tim into the middle of a Young Justice hug pile. "Thanks for the surprise, guys," Tim says dryly, and everyone looks at Con. He hangs his head. "I'm sorry. I can't lie to Rob. He has bat powers or something," Con protests. And it's not until he says the words out loud that he realizes what they mean. The kitchen gets very, very quiet. Tim has gone stock still. Con can't even tell that he's breathing. Maybe he isn't, and there are arcane bat techniques involved in holding your breath. Red Tornado clears his throat loudly. "I believe I detected a disturbance outside. We shall investigate," he says, ushering the rest of the team out with him, leaving Con alone with Tim, who is studying the cake and not meeting his eyes. So, Con begins awkwardly. "Do you think we're really..." He can't force himself to say the S word out loud. "I think so, yes," Tim says quietly. He's still not looking at Con, but there's a blush creeping across his cheeks, and it's kind of adorable. Maybe they really are S something, if just seeing him makes him feel like he's flying. "I didn't actually mean to tell you my name, you know, but I couldn't stop myself from saying it. That's why Batman took me off the team. He wanted me to train enough to at least resist the urge, in case you asked anything else." Con pulls back, stung. "You don't trust me?" he demands. But Tim grabs his arm. "Wait." And then Tim is doing something to his mask that lets it peel off. Tim's eyes are very, very blue. Con finds himself reaching out without thinking about it, running a thumb along the soft skin of Tim's cheek. This is a gift, he knows, for Tim to let him see this. "I do trust you," Tim says, intent. "But I know things about Batman, Nightwing, Oracle. I could endanger a lot more than just myself if I let the wrong thing slip." "All right," Con says grudgingly. "I can understand that." He lets his hand drop from Tim's face, more because he feels like he should than because he actually wants to stop, and casts about for a change in subject. "Hey, we made you a cake, you know." He slices off a piece for Tim and himself, and watches anxiously as Tim takes the first bite. Tim chews, face blank, then he smiles up at Con, and the look in his eyes is so fond, it's going to kill Con when Tim puts the mask back on. "Con," Tim says, leaning in, "this cake is terrible." Con gapes at him, speechless for a moment. But then, of course, it's obvious in retrospect that being soulmates isn't going to stop them from being Tim and Con. He wouldn't have it any other way. "I thought soulmates were supposed to be nice," Con grumbles. And Tim laughs, leaning in for a kiss that tastes like, yeah, pretty awful cake. The end. Hi, you can find the original fic through my AO3 page for this podfic. Just search the user Brickgrass and follow the link at the bottom of the work. Thanks for listening!